This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Still no results in from last night's Democratic caucuses in Iowa. Problems with an app the party was to use to report the results of the caucuses, apparently behind the delay. The party says the problem is with inconsistencies in the reporting, stressing it was not caused by a hack or intrusion. Former Democratic candidate Julian Castro, who's now supporting Elizabeth Warren, said it was a big mess.
It was a complete mess. It is not reliable in the way that we need this to be reliable when we're starting off the process of electing the most important public servant in our country.
President Trump is preparing to deliver the annual State of the Union address to a joint session of Congress this evening. Acting Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney says the impeachment of the president will not be a major theme of his speech. And this is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president in my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build a wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation in world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll-free, 844-ROOT-WALL, or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. rootwall.com.
President Trump's approval rating, according to a Gallup poll, has risen to its highest mark of his presidency as election season begins. The survey says 49% of Americans approve of the job he's doing, and that poll was taken during the impeachment trial in the Senate. A majority of Americans, 52%, say the president should be acquitted. It's expected he will be acquitted when the U.S. Senate takes a final vote on those two articles of impeachment tomorrow. The Super Bowl champion Kansas City Chiefs are back in Kansas City, landing there yesterday afternoon, although quarterback and game MVP Patrick Mahomes stayed in Florida, where he was honored during a parade at Walt Disney World yesterday afternoon.
It's amazing. I couldn't even think about how amazing this is to be here, to be in this place in front of all these people. And all these fans, it's awesome, and I'm just glad to be here.
A victory parade in Kansas City set for tomorrow, and this is USA Radio News.
Friends and family, did you have a great night's sleep last night? I did. I'm healthier than I've ever been. I work better than I ever have. And you know what? You can have that health. You can have that good night's sleep if you order a MyPillow. Try it. Mike Lindell guarantees it. He's got a 60-day money-back guarantee on the MyPillow and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Special. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
Former pop star and reality star Jessica Simpson's new memoir, Open Book, hits store shelves today. In the book's 400-plus pages, she gets quite candid about everything from her love life to her struggles with alcoholism. Simpson says she didn't realize the extent of her problem until she could no longer recognize herself, also revealing she's a survivor of sexual abuse, the victim of a family friend from ages 6 to 12. Simpson says she never understood what was happening at the time, but just knew that it was wrong. Forbes' first ever list of the highest earning podcasters is out. Joe Rogan, who hosts the Joe Rogan Experience, tops the list. His show was launched in 2009. It's the number one podcast in the world now, with as many as 190 million monthly downloads. And last year, it earned Rogan $30 million. Coming in at number two with $15 million, Karen Kilgariff and Georgia Hardstack with the My Favorite Murder podcast. and KFC is rolling out the new plant-based Beyond Fried Chicken to more than 70 locations in Charlotte and Nashville. The move is an additional test after an initial test last year at an Atlanta restaurant saw the meat alternative sell out in under 5 hours. This time, the Beyond Fried Chicken will be available through February 23rd or while supplies last. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
I took my family on a vacation like the one you're about to hear about, and we had an amazing time. And the best part about it was the price.
If you're looking for an amazing, fun-filled vacation for you and your family for an unbelievable price, keep listening for details on how you can get a fabulous 4-day vacation for just $99. Westgate Resorts has been a leader in affordable vacation plans since 1982, and now you can choose from over 10 beautiful resort destinations across the United States, like Orlando, Florida, or the Smoky Mountains in Tennessee. So whether you love world-famous theme parks or the tranquility of nature, Westgate Resorts has your next dream vacation. Plus, if you're one of the first 100 to call, we'll tell you about our $29 Las Vegas special. Call right now to book your amazing vacation for only $99.
800-883-1612. 800-883-1612. Call 800-883-1612.
This advertisement is being used for the purpose of soliciting sales of a timeshare plan. Restrictions apply. Go to westgateterms.com for complete offer terms.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. What's that sound?
Well, let me tell you, the way it's happening to us, you better be ready. I mean, it looks like we were talking earlier. I don't know if you saw Blue Bloods the other night. But they talked about opposite day. And I thought, whoa, the writers are really very contemporary. They're right on top of what's going on. Because it is like the opposite day. I mean, where you just, you know, up is down, down is up. I mean, it just doesn't make sense. Reason's thrown out the window. You know, we just had a Super Bowl. And, you know, people are still talking about the halftime situation. Jay-Z and Beyonce are sitting down during the national anthem out of, disrespect, the way I look at it. I mean, here it is. They enjoy a country because of the freedoms and the people who paid the ultimate price, the Gold Star families who still suffer. And they can't think of them. They can only think about Colin Kaepernick. This is how nuts this has become. I mean, there's just no civil discourse and respect and responsibility. I mean, even the Super Bowl operators themselves, you know, the NFL, I mean, they reject, something about faith, with a Christian message, a family-oriented message, and they say, no, we want a commercial about drag queens. That's what I'm telling you. This is how crazy it is. And it's everywhere, I'm telling you. And Patrick Wood is joining us now. Patrick is leading expert on the elitist Trilateral Commission, their policies and achievements in creating their self-proclaimed new international economic order. I guess, Patrick, you know, that's what you do when you go for any kind of transformation, is you create dissatisfaction with the status quo. And that's what our country has been subjected to for decades, and it seems that the socialists and those that want to enjoy an opposite world view, they're gaining more ground until people of reason stand up and say, no more, I've had enough of this silliness.
Well, that's right, Bill, and the change that's going on in society as a result of forces of globalization mm-hmm. is creating a great discord, and it's very hard to trace it down, but you know, if you look at it from the top down, kind of from the big picture, you can see it's obvious.
Mm-hmm.
But all the symptoms that we're talking about, where people just kind of flipping out and doing weird things, and, you know, this Super Bowl halftime show is just absolutely, you know, off the wall. I can't mm-hmm. imagine that they would, if they did that in California, they'd all be arrested because it's illegal.
Right. Everybody I talked to, Patrick, they were sending their kids out of the room. Some wives were sending their husbands out of the room, by the way. It was just way, and of course, you know, we may sound a little prudish about this, but still, it's just like, wait a minute. This comes from, a culture that's hashtagging everything and, protecting, the preciousness of women. And, we don't want to be objectified, but yet I guess it's okay if you objectify yourself.
Well, they said they did it for, to lift up women. And that cheapens, degrades, and completely demoralizes women, if anything. But,
right.
This Hegelian dialectic totality is everywhere. You know, they say, well, we're doing it for women, but on the other hand, you're destroying women.
Mm-hmm.
We see the same thing in politics in Washington, D.C. Well, you know, they're in it to save the country, but they're ripping the country apart.
Without a doubt.
You know, that thinking is everywhere.
Right. Well, and that's what makes it so sneaky and deceptive, Patrick, is, and I think this is the biggest problem that America at large is having, is they are not evaluating the clear and present danger that it is. They're just accepting. They want to, go along to get along. They don't want to be invalidated, because if they happen to say, wait a minute, you're this is insane. You can't do this. All of a sudden, you're the bad guy because you want to hold to some sort of, moral foundation.
Exactly. And it's not going to stop until the larger problems with, and at this point, that looks pretty dim, doesn't it?
Yeah.
We've been talking about these larger problems for an awful long time. Mm-hmm. They really can only be either be solved from the very top down or from the bottom up. But the problem with the bottom up approach is that individual people in our country are so anesthetized against this that they just can't even get off their own couch to figure it out.
Well, exactly. Well, the deal is our country, going back to, the premise here, Patrick, and that is our country was established with a bottom up mentality, or, let's turn the organizational chart upside down. It starts with we the people. But if we the people go comatose and grow numb, which is where they are right now, then you got the elites turning the org chart upside down. Nancy Pelosi, the likes of Schumer, and all these, political apparatchiks and so-called leaders and elites have taken over, and they're the ones that are delivering, $23 trillion of debt, all this anguish and animosity that they've been spilling into the political bloodstream. And meanwhile, the people are at each other's throats. I mean, this is all so typical. We've seen this historically. Anybody that has studied history has seen and understand this before. And this is why they're shaking in their boots a bit and saying, wait a minute, could this possibly happen here like it happened in France and in other countries? And I think that we're deluding ourselves to think that it would never happen here in America.
Well, we cannot make that assumption for sure, that it cannot happen here. When tension rises, when physical tension rises in a nation, and I've never seen it in all my time as high as it is right now,
mm-hmm.
You get to the point eventually where there is absolutely no other recourse other than violence. And people turn to violence because they have no place to go.
Right.
An example of that is when somebody gets really, really angry and they just can't express themselves, they curse,
Right.
They start using four-letter words because that's all they can get out of their mouth.
Exactly.
Well, that's the same thing on a larger scale. When people get so frustrated that they have absolutely no outlet, they're end of the rope, they will eventually turn to violence.
Well, you already have it, because in as much as look at what's happening with the suicide rate, is that not a representation of the violence and frustration being felt, the loss of hope, especially amongst young people? They look out and they go, wow, what kind of hope and vision do I have for tomorrow in this messed up world of, drugs, sex, rock and roll, and, all out hedonism.
Well, that's right. And hope is one of the fundamental needs of the human soul.
Mm-hmm.
Without hope, people just simply can't exist. And I remember years ago hearing a psychologist about the fact that, jump off the Golden Gate Bridge to commit suicide.
Wow.
Most of them are where they hit the water.
Yes.
You say, well, how could that be? Does the wind kill them? No, it doesn't. But they give up their life, literally, because they know they're going to die. They give up their life before they actually hit the water, so the water doesn't kill them. It's, you know, just their, they just miss their...
Maybe call it heart failure or whatever. Just, just everything comes undone, I guess.
That's right. We need hope. Mankind needs hope to exist properly.
Well, speaking of San Francisco, when we come back, we're going to be talking about the tech giants who turned San Francisco into a dystopian nightmare of addictions, homelessness, and criminality. More from Patrick Wood on the other side of the break. Stay with us in America. I'm Bill Martinez. It's just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
You know, most people don't know they're missing the most important nutritional components in their diet. You know, if we really want to feel good and not miss work and get the most of each day, then we need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mother's lineage. It helps our body recognize when we're under attack and fights all those nasty microbes we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is to seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstream. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
Bill Martinez.
His reputation is expanding faster than the universe.
He once had an awkward moment, just to see how it feels. He lives vicariously through himself. He is the most interesting man in the world.
Stay listening, my friend. Bill Martinez Live.
Oh, it's important you stay listening, ladies and gentlemen, as we keep you informed on the things you need to know about. Patrick Wood is with us, the leading expert on the elitist Trilateral Commission, their policies and achievements in creating their self-proclaimed new international economic order. Patrick, what it comes down to, I think people are, quite not understanding what's going on. I mean, most Americans cannot understand that we're really at a war, for our very civilization, this democratic republic. They see antithetical forces, but they don't realize how diabolical it is that there are forces out there, and a force in particular, like this Trilateral Commission, that wants the United States out of the way just as much as the Middle East wants to get rid of Israel.
Well, that's right. They'd like to get rid of us, too. Mm-hmm. I hear this from all around the world continuously, Bill, that people are looking to us to stop this because the rest of the world feels like they're already captured by it.
Right.
And I think to myself, wow, if it's up to us, we're in big trouble.
Really?
But this is a societal issue, and the instigator of the whole thing is this whole process of globalization.
Mm-hmm.
That is divorcing people from society.
Exactly. I mean, think about it. And the thing is, Patrick, that people need to appreciate discern how diabolical this is that, like any other movements, it doesn't require 100%. I mean, Germany was able to be captured by 10% of its population. So you have the tail shaking the dog, and look what happened in World War II. So it's not like these elitists and these trilateralists and globalists, it's not that they need 100% agreement. They just need critical mass, which is somewhere around, and critical mass is somewhere around 10%, which is kind of interesting when you appreciate that dynamic, is it not?
It's actually, yes, and it's actually much less than that right now primarily because of big tech and, technocrat companies who have asserted undue influence over society. And we could just say the perfect example might be Twitter. Twitter is based in San Francisco. Twitter has immense power and control over people and over media in general through its censorship of what people are allowed to communicate about. And nobody's really challenged this yet. Of course, everybody complains about it when they get banned, but, there's nothing they can do about it. That's the problem.
Mm-hmm.
There's no democratic process whatsoever that you can use at this point to stand up against these companies like the Twitters of the world and say, stop that.
Yeah.
You just can't do it.
So what are you going to do? What are you going to do if they interfere to the point that they change the results of a presidential election?
That's exactly, you're right on the money. What do you do? See, somebody suggested the other day. I thought this was just profound, and I never thought of it myself. I don't know why, but I didn't. And that is that the Second Amendment won't help you fighting against this kind of. Because it's not government, it's not
going right.
to help you fight this stuff.
Right.
You can't get rid of these people. You can't get rid of the ideology.
Mm-hmm.
You can't get rid of the practices with the Second Amendment. It's just absolutely useless.
You're like Don Quixote chasing windmills.
That's right.
Right.
Just chasing windmills.
No, really think about it. That's brilliant. That's great insight. You're exactly right. Because who do you go? What institution do you fight? It's just this technology that's out there flying around aimlessly, and you're looking, you're looking for the yellow brick road in the Wizard of Oz to see what you can do to stop it.
That's right. And the Second Amendment, of course, only applies to the Constitution of the United States. Everything else is murder, right? So,
wow. I mean, this is pretty crazy when you take this out. But, you know, particularly this segues us into what you wrote about, how these tech giants have turned San Francisco into a dystopian nightmare of addiction. Explain to our audience what you meant by this.
Well, I need to probably add in Los Angeles and yes. Seattle as well, because and Portland perhaps to a smaller extent, because it's happened there as well. And here you have these rich billionaires that have made their fortunes off of cities like San Francisco, that is companies like Twitter, for instance.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got probably, I would say, maybe 50 to 75 companies like that that are giant companies where the founders, the entrepreneurs have made a bloody fortune. And they refuse to enter into local politics. To the local management of those cities, they've driven cost up everywhere, cost of living, cost of housing, et cetera. And they've done nothing to enter into the civic arena to help develop those cities in a proper manner. So all of a sudden you have dropouts occurring where people just drop out of society, then they end up on the street.
Uh-huh.
And the policies that have been, you just can't point at politicians and blame them.
Mm-hmm.
They are to blame on one hand, but those politicians got there with the blessing of these technocrats.
Exactly.
Who refuse to do anything for the people, which just proves my point. Mm-hmm. Technocrats don't give a rip about citizens. They could care less.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about them, and it's all about their precious efficiency and running everything efficient. Well, how efficient now is San Francisco?
Exactly.
They're, mm-hmm. they're human, they're city paid pooper scoopers and, you know, people that are cleaning the street pick up as many as 600 to 800 needles and syringes a day.
Right.
Not working out too well, is it?
No, they're chasing after the problem, I mean, which is ridiculous. That's not what good policies do. Patrick, you know, what you just shared with us is really important, and I don't want people to miss this. Something might get lost in translation as to the responsibility of these wealthy companies who come in and these tech giants and why it's so necessary for them to be involved in the local level. I want to spend a little bit more time. We got a couple minutes left, and I think this is critical for people to understand and see this, that we're just not picking on people just because they have money. I mean, there is civic responsibility when you come into an area, because you really, you draw initially from the resources locally, and then you get so big and you just think, okay, you're above it all, and you just ignore the very land from which your roots went down and flourished, right?
That's right. And I have to say, in every town in my younger life that I lived in and participated in, the local businesses always had their hand in a positive way mm-hmm. into the running of the city
right.
and the policies of the city. These are the people at the brains, if you will, that had run businesses successfully and you know experimented with human nature and that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
These people willingly lent their time and in some cases their money, because that's not about money really,
right.
to the running of the city and the welfare of the citizens that live therein, because hey, they're citizens too.
Exactly.
But these people, for some reason, these technocrats just figure, well, you know, I'm not really part of this world. I'm part of another world, and I just don't care what happens to it.
Wow. And here it is. Their own yard running amok. And, you know, and you had situations in Los Angeles where you had people working, you know, for the city government, walking through, the fecal mess and getting the plague, being infected by the mess there. I mean, so you may think you're immune from it, but you're not, right?
No, you're not immune at all. And we do have a societal disaster, and especially in California. In Los Angeles, the mayor of Los Angeles now is so completely sold out
mm-hmm.
to this whole Green New Deal
right.
concept, where everything is going to be remade in the image of no carbon, no cars, at least no gas or diesel-powered
right.
cars, and well, all Pat, alternative energy.
We got to leave it there. We're out of time, but we'll continue it later. Patrick Wood here.
$39.99 a month for signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. You can now get Vivint's award-winning smart home security systems starting at about $1 a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the top home security system of 2019, calling the Vivint system the best for a complete package of home security and automation, the best pro-installed home security system, and the best home security system with cameras. And right now, you can get Vivint's best home security and smart technology for about $1 a day. Plus, get free professional installation. Protect your home and loved ones for as little as $1 a day. Call right now for your home security consultation.
800-962-6082. 800-962-6082. That's 800-962-6082.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Still no results in from last night's Democratic caucuses in Iowa. Problems with an app the party was to use to report the results of the caucuses apparently behind the delay. The party says the problem is with inconsistencies in the reporting, stressing it was not caused by a hack or intrusion. Former Democratic candidate Julian Castro, who's now supporting Elizabeth Warren, said it was a big mess.
It was a complete mess. It is not reliable in the way that we need this to be reliable, but we're starting off the process of electing the most important public servant in our country.
President Trump is preparing to deliver the annual State of the Union address to a joint session of Congress this evening. Acting Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney says the impeachment of the president will not be a major theme of his speech. And this is USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
I'm going home where the streets are golden. Every chain is broken. Oh, I want to go. Oh, I want to go home.
Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, just like that, the way that we come to you Monday through Friday, good to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, and over 320 markets across the country. I don't know if I mentioned to you, but iHeart Podcasting just picked us up as well. So we're excited that the good news continues to spread, and we're continuing to do what we can to deliver the truth no matter where it leads. And this is why experts, whether it's Dr. Patrick Wood or Lowell Ponte, our next guest, the former think tank futurist, there's no end to our searching. There's no quitting to it because we're in dire straits, Lo Ponte, and I just think that America does not realize how close we came to losing this Democratic Republic.
Oh, and we're still very close, Bill.
Yes, we are.
By the way, you are succeeding because you are a beacon of light for the country, and I thank you so much
for
the courage to do that in this day and age.
Well,
but the challenge we now face, they don't even have results in Iowa.
Yes.
Except Pete Buttigieg has declared himself, in effect, the winner.
I think that was quite bold. Why not? I mean, you know, maybe he had some, you know, because the thing is interesting, and that's what I was wondering, is that they always have these polls that they take, these exit polls, right? And why wouldn't they have an idea? I mean, in Iowa, wasn't exit polls weren't allowed? So I got to imagine, you know, the campaigns, and it's also why Joe Biden, you know, he saw what was going on. I mean, they're smart enough. He's got the ground game enough to realize, hey, look at, there was reports that in some of the caucuses, he didn't even reach viability.
Well, Ben, you have to remember, I mean, back in 1992, Bill Clinton was failing. Mm-hmm. Bill Clinton had already been a loser, and yet he came out of, I guess it was New Hampshire.
Mm-hmm.
He lost New Hampshire, technically, but he turned to the cameras and said, well, New Hampshire today has made Bill Clinton the comeback kid.
Mm-hmm.
He lost, but by saying that, he created the impression that he'd won
mm-hmm.
in the populace. And that's exactly what Buttigieg is doing.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
He is taking lemon and turning it into lemonade, mm-hmm. and he may succeed with that. But the important thing is the establishment of the Democratic Party did not want Bernie Sanders to win.
But they had to kowtow to Bernie, didn't they? I mean, that was part of the problem that supposedly that caused, some of these logistical nightmares there in Iowa.
Well, I may not love Bernie's politics, but both he and Trump are populist of a kind, and they're truth-tellers of a kind.
Mm-hmm.
That is, they at least represent themselves honestly.
Mm-hmm.
But what the other Democrats are doing, remember, there is a ruling elite in the Democratic Party.
Mm-hmm.
And in the Washington establishment, and they depend on keeping the old power in place. Bernie Sanders would have torn down a lot of the old power. He would have cost a lot of those guys their fat million-dollar-a-year jobs,
mm-hmm.
positions. And so they did not want him to reform the Democratic Party any more than some others want Donald Trump to reform the Republican Party. But we're seeing a major transformation both here and worldwide as polls globally now are showing that 57% of the people on this planet have basically lost faith in democracy.
Exactly, yeah.
And you can see why. There has been that everybody refers to it as the Des Moines Register poll, but in fact it isn't. It's the Des Moines Register / CNN poll that they decided not to release days before the election because, it was imperfect. Most polls are push polls anyway. They can't even pretend to perfection. They're just the media's way of manufacturing news or bias when they want it. But it was not just the Des Moines Register. It was people looking at the poll and saying, my God, if people see Bernie Sanders winning by this kind of margin, it's over right now, right here.
What do you think, Lowell? I mean, I've heard double-digit head and shoulders numbers over Biden. Is that what you're hearing?
Certainly over Biden. It appears that Biden came in fourth or maybe even fifth in the voting. But Biden is finished. I mean, stick a fork in him.
Mm-hmm.
Not that I want to do anything. But I mean...
Well, you don't have to. Joe Biden's done this to himself. So, we're just calling it for what it is.
Of course. But he, of course, would have stayed in line. He would have taken the money. He would have taken the 30 pieces of silver in exchange for letting the ruling establishment continue to rule, as it has in the past. But, of course, in doing so, we would have had a U.S. president, God forbid, in Biden, who basically could have been blackmailed by communist China, who could have explained all the things that Biden's son and Biden himself has done, for example, that Biden's son not only made $1.5 billion to trade in himself from communist China and from the Chinese military in particular, but he also was heavily invested in the very spy machinery that is turning China into even more of a slave state and that is used to control people like the Muslims in China. And by the way, the Democratic Party gets a lot of its money from Muslim powers overseas.
Mm-hmm.
They've done that ever since John Kerry was a candidate. In fact, they took a lot of money from Iran.
Mm-hmm. Well, and this is why people were so confused, though, Lowell, about, you know, with Barack Obama. People would ask me, they go, is he a Muslim? I said, well, I don't know if he's a Muslim. He says he's a Christian, you know, so we'll take him for his word. But certainly his policies and his proclivities are very pro-Muslim. There's no doubt about it. And by pro-Muslim, for one group over the other, because as you know, the Muslims are not monolithic. I mean, between the Sunni and Shia right now.
Shiite.
Yeah, right.
War between the Shiites and the vast majority who are Sunni, like Saudi Arabia. But my goodness, that is a struggle being fought in the Middle East right now. That's one of the problems the Palestinians have in mm-hmm. having to trying to reject Trump's offer, because that's the only thing they're going to be offered.
Right.
Because now Saudi Arabia and the oil sheikdoms turn to Israel privately and mm-hmm. say, Israel, you've got 1,000 nuclear weapons. You're on our side trying to stop Iran from controlling mm-hmm. this part of the world. Meanwhile, you have the Democratic Party in general and Barack Hussein Obama in particular, think of the position they're taking. They want to make it illegal for your 19-year-old son to have a .22 caliber rifle.
Right.
They want to confiscate little bitty firearms by Americans. But at the same time, Barack Obama created an agreement. It wasn't ever a treaty because the Senate never ratified it. But an agreement that would have given Iran, who are basically 14th century medieval theocratic rulers who believe Islam will triumph worldwide through a nuclear war.
Right.
Through global nuclear war. Obama was ready to give them nuclear weapons while taking away your handguns.
I know.
That's the Democrats' idea of gun control. They're insane. They're insane.
Think about that, Lowell, just what you just said. I mean, take away our guns and give Iran a nuclear war. And, I mean, you laugh and chuckle at the irony of it, but that's the truth. I mean, this is how insidious and how ridiculous Barack Obama and the Democrats are right now, Bloomberg et al.
And at a simpler level, you ask, why are people cynical about democracy today, especially young people? Well, look at the situation we have. Back in 2016, how did Donald Trump become president? You know how? Because the liberal media, and the New York Times has admitted this, the liberal media gave Donald Trump $2 billion worth of free airtime mm-hmm. that allowed him to crush his Republican opponents.
Right.
There were, 16 or so of them. And they did this because they wanted to pick who was the candidate on both sides.
Mm-hmm.
They wanted Hillary running for the Democrats, and they wanted the weakest possible Republican running against Hillary. And they figured, oh, that's Donald Trump. He knows nothing about politics. He's just an entertainer. Hillary will crush him. Unfortunately, he's a lot better communicator and more idealistic than Hillary is, and he won. And they've been kicking themselves ever since. But now they're trying to do it again. Mm-hmm. They're trying to throw Iowa into chaos, for example, so that there is no defined winner. And if there's no defined winner, who then controls the nomination? Oh, the superdelegates. The Democrat superdelegates who favor Biden and other moderates. Maybe they favor Michael Bloomberg. I mean, it could be that Michael Bloomberg isn't even trying to be president. Mm-hmm. He is simply trying to buy the Democratic Party.
Yes.
Like an investment. So he becomes the kingmaker, the puppeteer, the man who picks the president.
Right.
Which is more powerful.
Can you say brokered convention? More from Lowell Ponte. We've got to go to break. I'm Bill Martinez. It's 18 before the top of the hour.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. Here's what our customers had to say.
Painless. No more pricking. pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free, and they took care of all the paperwork.
If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, a CGM can help you. It's accurate, easy to use, and if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Plus, get free shipping of your new CGM, and we can bill Medicare for you.
Honestly, I had my doubts, but that new CGM is painless.
Call now. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
I'm going home, where the streets are golden.
I know you think they're not getting away with it, but I'm telling you, as long as you stay quiet and you're not taking a stand against this insanity, all this impeachment madness that we've been exercised over, things have been turned on its head. You know, it's like we were talking about Blue Bloods on, you know, the last installment they had last week about the opposite day. I mean, this is what's been going on. I mean, it's just, it's ridiculous the kind of money that we've spent, and meanwhile, how much have we lost along the way in terms of focus, you know, things that could be done on behalf of this country. But no, for the sake of the Democrats' wanton desire for power, as Lindsey Graham pointed out in the Kavanaugh hearings, you know, this is Kavanaugh 2.0. And it's not going to stop here. And God forbid, ladies and gentlemen, Lowell, I got to tell you, God forbid that the voter politic puts the gavel back in Nancy Pelosi's hands. Or you know, allows the Democrats to have control of the House once again. But what I'm predicting, because what the Democrats have done, they've been so desperate here, and this could be a huge blessing for America in terms of getting this country back on track, is that the Democratic Party will implode on itself to such a degree that there will be minor representation for them in the government, and would give an opportunity for a businessman like Donald Trump to take advantage of these next 4 years and get these, you know, even these establishment type Republicans to get along and do something about the $23 trillion in deficits that we, you know, have encumbered ourselves and our kids and our grandkids with, so that we can start moving it in an opposite direction. You know, I've maintained, Lowell, that, you know, the Democrats have been yelling about quid pro quo. To me, the biggest example of quid pro quo is $23 trillion in debt that we have. I mean, a lot of that has been done because politicians are out there buying votes. You've got the Elizabeth Warrens and Bernie Sanders saying, hey, look, vote for me, and, you know, I'll give you free education, and I'll give you free health care, and we're going to, you know, totally rework the economy, and we're all going to go green, you know, vote for me. Well, on whose back are you writing that check on but the American people? And here we are as voters. I mean, it's like, you know, we've got to be smarter than this. You cannot continue to vote people into office that are using our treasury against us and getting us deeper and deeper in debt. You know, I start hearing Tennessee Ernie Ford's song all over again.
Oh, sure. And you have to remember that when they say, we're not going to tax you, we're going to tax those rich people.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Those rich people are the people who make the products that you buy.
Mm-hmm.
And a whole lot of money gets taxed from them and then added to the cost of what they sell their goods to you for. So nobody listening to us right now knows how much tax you really pay.
Mm-hmm.
But you're paying all the taxes they've dumped on the rich.
Exactly.
And they're passed on to you simply as higher prices. And this is part of a con game the government has played for a long time. Meanwhile, though, in polling as of today, Donald Trump has 49% approval. You know how much Nancy Pelosi's House of Representatives has? 26%.
I'm surprised it's that high.
They're shaking her head as if she's superior to Donald Trump. Mm-hmm. Democrats have only 26% approval.
Yeah, I think
more of the people who actually profit from government checks of one kind or another.
Exactly. Well, who's going to end up with the who's going to end up with the asterisk, Lowell? Is it going to be Nancy Pelosi or Donald Trump?
I pray to God it's going to be Trump. People have to open their eyes, understand that the Democrats are now trying to throw everything into chaos. Mm-hmm. They're going to declare however Trump is reelected, it's illegitimate.
Of course.
They did that in 2016. They did that against George W. Bush in 2000.
Exactly.
They now believe anytime the people vote against them, it has to be a trick, it has to be cheating, because who would ever vote against a Democrat? Well, anyone with an IQ above 95, I think, would vote against the Democrat. But this is the kind of thing we face. The Democrats right now, the hard left of their party, which is now the dominant party that's hijacked the once great Democratic Party, they now plan in the roaring 2020s to decriminalize crime. That is, you can walk into a store in California, steal $900 worth of merchandise, and you won't even be pursued or arrested. They want to abolish the police, just to have the police stop arresting people. They want to abolish prisons, so that people who commit crime will never serve a day in jail. But they want to eliminate your right to keep and bear arms. You may remember, as a Californian, a couple of decades ago in California, in Los Angeles County, the sheriff made a declaration, I'm not going to give any more easy handgun carry permits, because after all, you are protected by the sheriffs. And I remember less than 2 months after he said that, the sheriff's deputies went on a blue flu strike for higher wages.
Right.
So they wouldn't let you protect yourself, and they won't protect you. And they're going to have politicians ordering them to stand down in the face of mobs, gangs, burglars, looters, and so on. So, I mean, we face a grim future. If that continues, I'm sure the American people must somehow be wise enough to understand that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, by the way, Disney has paid $75 million this week for the rights to Hamilton, the play.
Yeah.
In Craig Smith's and my seventh book, Money, Morality, and the Machine, we have a whole chapter on Alexander Hamilton and why he is nothing like the guy portrayed in that play. Alexander Hamilton hated immigrants because back then most of them were French and tended to vote for Thomas Jefferson. Hamilton was the founding father of our national debt. It's another case like John Adams where they love to glorify founding fathers as long as they favor big government,
right?
Like Hamilton and Adams did. But these are not heroes to people today. Hamilton would be despising immigrants and slamming the border door. I mean, it's just ridiculous what would be happening. But that's how fooled Americans can get. You can learn that and see the details of it, though, in our book. Likewise, we have a whole chapter called Totally De-Voted, showing you at least 26 ways your vote is being stolen. Now,
we're worried about the Russians when, you know, it's no longer an existential threat domestically, even though the former attorney general says there's no such thing as voter fraud, right?
Yeah, my colleague Craig, you see about once a week on with Neil Cavuto on Fox Business. He's a very successful businessman. But and therefore, we're in a position to just give these books away to anybody who wants them. We'll give you a book. We'll pay for the book. We'll pay for the shipping, the postage. We'll pay for the phone call to get it. This book, this 250-page book, will literally cost you nothing, but it could save your family's bacon, frankly, because of the way it shows you to get around these government tricks and traps. To get the book, you just call 800-630-1492, like the year Columbus sailed the ocean blue. That's 800-630-1492. And if it were me advising you, I'd say call now while you're thinking about it. Don't sit and wait till you've lost the piece of paper with the phone number on it.
Exactly. Well, that is awful generous of you and Craig to do that, and we appreciate that gift, Lowell. Again, everybody, make that phone call, 800-630-1492. The book is brilliant, and it will, you know, if we're going to get this country back on track, it starts with individual citizens. It starts with patriots like yourself. And we have to, as John Whitehead says, we have to gain knowledge. Knowledge precedes action, as he says. And I like that. And so, you know, it's not the same old, same old. This is a different country right now that we're in, and we're fighting these clear antithetical forces. It is a power struggle, and we are at war, and you've got to see this as a serious event.
This impeachment is literally an attempted coup d'etat
against
63 million voters in the United States. They're trying to steal democracy in their own convention. They're trying to steal the president you elected already. They're trying to, I mean, this is the thing. If we had the Federal Trade Commission in charge of this, they would not let the Democratic Party call itself Democratic. Because they're trying to undermine democracy everywhere they encounter it. So how can they use a fake name like the Democratic Party?
Yeah. Well, because nobody's calling him out on it, and the mainstream media, which is supposed to be, you know, the rail of objectivity on behalf of the American people, has abandoned ship, and they're missing in action right now, and we're paying the price.
They're having the same problem in communist China, by the way, where suddenly so many people are converting to Christianity that there are more Christians than there are members of the Communist Party in communist China. And they don't like it. That's why they're trying to demand that only communist Bibles can be used that praise communism, that praise Confucius, that praise conformism to government.
But that's not the truth that'll set them free.
No.
See, and that's what they're afraid of. They're afraid of that glorious truth that sets people free, that truth that has been foundational to this country.
Astrology, their 12-year cycle of animals.
Yes.
Xi Jinping is a snake person. He was born in the year of the snake. And snake people tend to be venomous, dishonest, discorruptible, speak with forked tongue, and so on. By the way, we have two politicians who are like that in the U.S. They're also snake people. One is Bernie Sanders, even though he's probably the most honest Democrat there is right now.
He's the most honest snake
candidate. Mm-hmm. The other is Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, both of them born in the year of the snake, just like Xi Jinping, the dictator of China.
That's telling, isn't it? Hey, look at nothing up our sleeves, but look, you know, the bottom line is, Lowell, you know, we were told long ago that you will know them by their fruit. Forget about what they say. Just look at the policies. Look at the wreckage or look at, you know, what kind of prosperity lies behind them. The fruit of their efforts is on display if you have eyes to see. But if we ignore it, we do so at our own peril.
And they're showing that they're just not fit to govern. Even
bottom line,
this process in Iowa.
Yeah, exactly. That and other stuff. And we're still waiting on the results. So stay tuned, as they say. Lowell Ponte, former think tank futurist, right here on Bill Martinez. Lowell, as always, an honor and a pleasure to have you here, my friend. Look forward to talking again in you know, in the coming weeks because, you know, like all things political, they just keep coming at us, right?
Absolutely, and thank God we have Bill Martinez.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Most of you know that...